In his 40 years in the rural industry, livestock agent Tom Brody has never seen it like this. Southern processors are so desperate for cattle, they're being forced to freight them thousands of kilometres. In one instance, an abattoir based on the southern coast of Victoria bought cattle from Katherine in the Northern Territory, trucking 3,000 head from one end of the country to the other. Mr. Brody says the number of cattle going through the Winton yards has increased significantly with growing interest from southern buyers.
With the private sales through over the scales, we've had a lot of sales, mainly driven by this selling Meatworks cattle down to New South Wales, which has opened up another market for us. And plus, we sell most of our, a hell of a lot of our cattle over the scales privately that are going into the store market to the south as well. So it's been very busy. I'd say our numbers up through the sale yard could be half, probably 50% up on the 2012 numbers anyway, I'd say.
And how far afield are the cattle from this central west region going?
Well, they go their normal through to Townsville, Rockhampton and Brisbane meatworks, but this year and last year they're going as far as Singleton and Scone meatworks, down to Echuca on the Murray, and then even now though some of them are heading right down to Warrnambool on the Victorian southern coast. So, yeah, they're going a long way.
While there's interest in cattle from Western Queensland, the rural property market is not enjoying the same level of buyer competition. Tom Brody says there's really only one way to describe the situation.
Look, it's very flat. We're doing a lot of inspections and we actually haven't sold too many properties. A couple of reasons. Last year there was a lot of sales because there was grass around in the central west, I suppose, earlier in the year anyway. There's not that much feed in the central west this year. There's not many properties changing hands. We have noticed that there's some institutional type buyers or people from away that have businesses outside the rural land that are starting to look at buying properties if they believe that they're buying them at a good price.
What types of institutions are these people from? Just all walks of life looking to get into agriculture?
Well, I think they see that there's an opportunity that the market is down. Off the peak of 2007 and 8, some of these values have dropped sort of 30 to 40%. So the long-term look for beef is very good. They're out there saying there could be 40 to 50% rise in prices next year. And I mean, it really has to be a great turnaround in the commodity prices for it to be sustainable. But we all think that with the high kill numbers in the south and, across Australia everywhere, that there is going to be a big shortage of cattle and sheep, and there will be a turnaround in those prices. So it's fair to believe that if the commodity prices rise, people get their feet back on the ground and that land values will start to continue, rise back up again, albeit it might take 2 or 3 years for it to get into full swing, but that'll depend on the season, the commodity prices. So the buyers from away are businessmen that have sold businesses or they have been in a situation where they have a high cash flow business and looking to invest, and they see the opportunity now is in the rural land and probably the food side of things.
With 6 receiverships happening in the Central West at the moment, Tom Brody believes this says quite a lot about the mindset of bank managers.
I think they've been cautious and tight, which is fair enough. We notice people, when they want to buy cattle or do something, they have to put a proposal to the banks and make sure their budgets are right and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think banks want receiverships or anything like that. And I think if they're wise, they'd try and work with the producers and try and get through it with them, because there's I just don't see that there's any future for anyone in receivership sales. And if we can limit them, the better.
Well, how is this all affecting the mood in town?
Look, I personally think that everyone's sort of been hurt to a certain degree, but I think that we may see, next year, I think the flow-on effect's going to be probably a little bit worse, because people are selling now, see, and next year we won't have anything to sell. That'll probably be the worst part about it. If it does rain, and with the limited number of stock on here, people will be trying to buy, and they're hoping that the banks will be understanding and give them carry-on finance to restock. I think you'll probably see that a lot of the money, it'll be the flow of money, cash flow around, and that'll be probably worse next year than it is this year.